Simon, Sadi Aleph Mem Beis at the top, by the Simon, Aleph Omeya, Mitzvah, Viksuba, Yaakov, Zokov, Sadoisa, Bedworim, Askin, Asikin. Helgar, Badabi, Maski, Beis, Alpha, Zuzi. So, Reuven owed $1,000 to one Malva. Habali Treya Padni. He had two large houses. Zavinu chada b'chomish meyo, b'chada b'chomish meyo. So he had a chayv of $1,000 to somebody. He sold both properties, one after the other, to individual X, to the same person. So now, it comes time for him to pay the chayv. He has no money. So the Malva goes to the Lekeach to collect the properties, which the two properties together will total the value of the chayv. Okay. Also, Bal chayv torfer l'chad minayu. So the Bal chayv went through the process and was able to get one of the houses. Hada katorf l'iduch. He came to collect the second one. Shokol alpha zuzi, so the Lekeach took 1,000 zuz. The Ka'odzul Lagabe, and he came to the Malva. Amarle, Ishab Lekho alpha zuzi Lekhai. Even though you collected that first house at the market value of 500, but to me, the value of that house is 1,000. So if you're willing to accept that first house at 1,000 and not take the second one, fine. V'ilo, if you're not willing to do that, shokol alpha zuzi v'istalik. Here's 1,000 zuz. So I'm not just putting words. I want to put my money and say I'm willing to pay you 1,000 zuz to get that first house back. Okay, so even though the Malva is coming to argue, I want to collect the second house. I only got paid $500, and I have a right to collect the second house. The Lekeach, as the Lekeach is being misalik, the Malva with 1,000 zuz. So does the Malva have to accept that? Or say, no, the payment was only 500, and I have a right to collect the second house. At the end of the day, two pieces of real estate worth 1,000 is better than 1,000 zuz. I have a skuskivi in both of these properties. The Lekeach is inflating the value of the first house and saying, you got 1,000 already, so you can't collect the second one. So here's your choices. Either you accept that and leave me, or here, offering you 1,000 zuz, which, so does the Lekeach have any power to inflate the value of the first property? So that's the case of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, an Amud Aleph, that the Subhasbinidikrin only takes place when there's value of the property which the father leaves over is greater than the value of the two Subhas put together. If the Bnei Ksuba HaGadolo, the children of the woman who has a larger Ksuba, are willing to inflate the value in order to generate that situation, you know, so the father, the case we should give is, the price he gives was that one ksuba was 1,000 zuz and one ksuba was 500. And the father leaves over exactly 1,500 of property. So the next ksuba gadol, so right now, as it stands, look at 750. So the next ksuba says, listen, you know, we think that the value of the property is 1,550. So now, we'll get 1,000, you'll get 500, and the remaining 50 we'll divide, 25 and 25. So the Mishnah says you can't do that. They can't inflate the value of the property to force upon the Bnei Ksuba HaKtana the din of Ksuba's being different. So we're also, the Lokeach has no power. Imamro Yisamim, Hare Onum Malim Al Nitzevinu Yafa Dinner. We're willing to evaluate the value of the father's property as more a dinner more than the value which the bezin is giving, the market is giving, and therefore to generate exuas in a different situation. We don't accept them. So we don't accept this person's act of inflating the value of the property. Amalei Rava Midami. I don't see the comparison. Over there, in the case of the Mishnah, the Yisoymim, the of the Bnei Ksuba HaKtana, by the fact that Bnei Ksuba Gedolah are going to inflate the value, they lose a tremendous amount. In the scenario which we just gave, they lose 250 zoos. Right? They make it worth, instead of 1,500, 1,501. And now instead of them getting 750 and 750, they get 1,000, they get 500, and then they get a half and a half. So they get 500 and a half zoos, and they get 1,000 and a half zoos. So there's a tremendous loss by inflating the value over here, over there. But Hakha mi islay pseida, where's the loss? Alpha yohiv, v'alpha shokel. So he got his $1,000 back. He got his 1,000 zoos back. The lokeach came with 1,000 zoos and says, listen, if you'll accept the first tapatna as a full value of 1,000 zoos, fine. If not, here's 1,000 zoos. So what is the malva lose? So the malva might choose to accept it as 1,000 zoos. And the malva might choose to get his money, but he's not losing anything. So what is he losing? He's losing that he'd prefer to get two pieces of real estate which equal a value of 1,000 as opposed to $1,000 in his hand. Okay, but who said he had a right to that? That wasn't the intrinsic right of the malva when he let the money to get real estate. His right is to get money back. So he got his money back. So like, what are you losing? Okay. Now, v'tirfa b'kama kasvinan. So now, the lakeach, individual X, when he bought it from the loiva, he bought it bachrayis, which means if the property is taken away from him, he has a right to go back to the loiva and get reimbursed. So when we write up a shtar to the lakeach that he should get reimbursed from the loiva, how much do we write? Matirfa, this that he's going now to be tariff, he's going to collect from the Lakeach, the Kama Kasina, how much do we write that value? Ravid Omri Ba'alpha, Ravid Omri Ba'chomish Meya. So Ravira says, he gave him an apadna worth 500. That's what he gave him. And then he went and, as it were, bought it off of him for 1,000. As far as the loiva is concerned, all that he, you know, that which he chose to give 1,000, that was his own volition. So all he lost, as far as the that was forced upon him, at the end of the day, was a collection of 500. He lost the first apartment. The fact that he inflated the value to 1,000 and paid 1,000 for it, that's his business. Ravina says he laid out $1,000. If he hadn't laid out $1,000, he would have lost the second apartment. So either way, he's going to be collecting $1,000. So as far as the loiv is concerned, the lakeach covered his $1,000. So Ravina says you write up Ba'alpha for $1,000, 1,000 zoos. Ravira Omer B'chomish Meya for 500. V'hilchos of B'chomish Meya. And the mice of the halach is like Ravira that we calculated at 500. Now take a look over here at the Tosus. in Rabbah's argument, Rabbah says, my Pseudo, the second Tosis. So, so Luchara, this should segue into the following Shiloh. Leaving out the inflation issue. So, when the Malba lends money, he has the right to get money back. And that's Mechayev, the Loiva has to make sure he gets money back. The Loiva has no money, and property was sold. So, Malba has the right to go to the Lekuchos and collect the property. Let's say the Lekuchos have money, and they offer him money instead. The Malba says, that's very nice to offer him money. I want the karka. My Shibud is on the karka. I have a right to collect karka. Or do we argue that the cash says, listen, your Iker exclusive over here was money. You lent money, you have a right to get money back. Here's your money, leave me alone. Let me keep the property. So if the Lekach has Zuzi, can he force the Malba to accept the Zuzi or not? So it says, Mekan Regilim Loimer, the Hoda Maskinim Ben Makabal. The Gemara over there says the following conversation. Hanich Laman Domer I Isle Zuzi the Lekach. Lo motzi lisluki bezuzi. Elamandamra motzi the salik bezuzi. So more where said, there's an opinion which says if the lukeach has zuzi, he cannot force him to the malba to accept the zuzi. Elamandamra says that he could. So that's the more was lashed over there in Hamakabel. The more doesn't say who these people are. The mandamar, the one who says and the one who says. So Tosha says from this Gemara, Regilim, people are not, to say Hanoputa the Rabbi Rechama Berava the Hacha, the Berava. That's our machloek is Rabbi Rechama and Rava. Rabbi Rechama is basically saying that they have no right to inflate the value, which means they have no right, as it were, to force the 1,000 zoos to them. I mean, stop a second. They come to the Malba and say, listen, that first piece of property is worth 1,000 as far as we're concerned. And we're willing to pay 1,000 for it. So the owl, from the takeaway of the inflation issue over here, they're quite of 1,000 and they're willing to pay the 1,000. So of course they keep both properties. Elamai, you see, Rambam says they can't force the inflation upon the person, and they can't force the money upon the person, which means even though Lekeach has money, he cannot be misalik the Malva with money. And Rambam says they have a right. There's no pseid over here because the Monashach, if he wants to accept the property as 1,000, that's his business, and if not, the Lekeach is giving him 1,000 zoos. Malva says that's very nice, but I want your second house. So what do you mean there's no peseda? I could walk away with over here with two pieces of property worth 1,000, and you're forcing money on me. Or you're forcing me to accept an apat that is 1,000. Well, does the Lekach have a right to force 1,000 zoos on him? Rabbah says yes. Ravina says, Rabbah Rechama says no. So that machloek is over there. And Hamakabel is this machloek. The Hachar Rabbah Rechama sirle lo motzi l'sluke l'lekach. Rabbah sabr motzi l'sluke. So Tosis says that's Regilim Loimer. This is what people are accustomed to say. Rambam Chama is saying that you cannot force 1,000 zoos on the Malva. And Rava says that you could. So Tosis says so. You're right. Rambam Chama, you see, clearly holds that the Lekeach has no power to misalik the Malva Bezuzi. That you've proven. But that which you're assuming that Rabbah holds, the Lekeach does have a power to misalik Bezuzi, that you can't prove. Because you can say over here, since one of Padna was taken already, and he's coming to, as it were, redeem that Padna back from him for the. And saying that the value of the patent is 1,000, and I'm willing to put money there for that statement. So it's not the regular din of the Lekeach forcing 1,000 zoos on the Malva for the Choyv. It's a different case. So that you haven't proven. So Tosfos says, at the first glance, Rama Chama is definitely the Mandama where it says that the Lekech has no power to be Misalak the Malkum. You haven't proven that Rava is the one who holds that the Lekech does have the power. Tosfos says, at the end, I'll tell you a chap. Because it's always relevant, the whole discussion is because the Lekech has character. And he wants to Misalak the Malkum with money instead. Rava says that he has a right to inflate the value of the karka and then offer the money. So practically, it doesn't work straight that he's just going to Misalak Bazuzi, but it does work that he has a way to always be Misalak Bazuzi by inflating the value of the karka. So Akapana Metzotosis learns the Machlokes to Rambam Chama and Rava is that Machlokes over there, whether the Lekeach has the power to force the Malva to take Zuzi for his loan, or the Malva's a right to collect the karka or not. Okay, the next case seems to me the exact same case. And they're arguing this, it's just bringing a new different number, and we're arguing the same discussion. So the loiva owed 100 zuz. Habli trei katini, there are two small pieces of land. Chada zavinu b'chamshin, v'chad b'chamshin. So again, he sold each piece of land for 50 zuz to the same individual. Also b'chayv tarfa l'chad minayu. So the Balchayev took one of the pieces of land. So now he wants to get the second piece of land. Shakal Kuf Zuzi, so the Lekeach took 100 zuz. The Kalzul Gabay went to the Malb. Varmalay. Yeshav Balchayev Kuf Zuzi Lekeach. If you accept the first piece of land at the 100 zuz, good. Below, Shakal Kuf Zuzi Bistalik. Here's 100 zuz and goodbye. So Rabbi Yosef the Maimar, Hanamas Nisan, Imamar Yosef, that's our Mishnah, that they can't inflate the property. Omalei Baya, Midami Hosam Islu Pseda Liyasmi, Hocha, my Pseda Islay, Mea Yoiv, Mea Shokal. So we have, Baya says, no, that it works, because he's not losing anything, so that they have a right to do. Okay, Tirfa Bekama Kasvina. So how much do we write the collection documents for the Lekeach back from the Loiva who was sold the properties? Ravid Amr Bemeya, Ravira Amr Bechamshin, Vilchazo Bechamshin. Okay. See Rashi. The Rashi top, the second line. Maski Bay, Noshenboy, they have a debt against him of 1,000 zuz. Shaka Lekeach Alpha Zuzi, so Lekeach took 1,000 zuz. Ishabacha Ahichada Lekaba Bechoy Bishalcha, that one that I gave you already, if you're willing to accept that as the full payments, but Taniak Liyazu, and let me keep the second one, fine. But if not, here's your 1,000 zuz, vistalak mitzvayo, and you'll have neither. So, Rabbi Chama said, "Hana masnisan, masnisan mitzino the migmer. Hi dinah, we can figure out that din from our Mishnah. Lemotzi toyin le, hi lekeach hachi. Lekeach has no right to say that." Because he's inflating the value of the property. So Rava said back, in our Mishnah Yisub say to the Bnei Ksuba Ketana, when the Bnei Ksuba Gedoyla are Mala, they inflate the value of the property, the Bnei Ksuba Ketana lose tremendously. And over here, what do they lose? What does the Mala lose? Okay. So the more material for Bakama Kasvinan. Okay, so accepting Rava's psak, so they went ahead with this arrangement. So now, so basically what happened is that the Lekeach gave away that property to the Malva at 1,000 zoos. So he took 1,000 zoos loss by giving away that property. Because of the Bezdin, literally start here for Alzeh, he wants to now come and collect from the loiva shemachalo bechrayas, who sold the property to him bechrayas, which means if the property is eventually collected, he has the right to go back to the loiva, to the loiva who's the moicher. The lekeach has the right to go back to the moicher and gets reimbursed. It's called a chrayas. Here tefuah mimelo b'dmei elav zuz. So the Maisa, that piece of property ended up being worth 1,000 zoos. Shayim Mechuyev, which that was a loba owed. So the loba got out of his koiv of 1,000 zoos with that one property. The lekeach took a loss of 1,000 zoos. And he wants to get 1,000 zoos back from the loba slash moicher. The kama kasvin le tirfa. So how much do you write? The alpha kashira chayv, you write 1,000, which is the value of the loan, which the lekeach and the end of the day laid out. No, this piece of property that was collected at the end was only worth 500. That was how much the lekeach paid for it. So that's because it's right to get reimbursed. Ksina the Ara is sort of kind of small fields. Tosis Hilchos of Chamesh Meir. Tosis says Lo Chashinan Kamoy Shvach. Tosis raises the question, or you know, touches into the sugya. You know, what will be the case with Lekeach bought the property at 500? And then he was mashpiach the karka. He worked. He put money into the karka, and he was mashpiach the karka, the house, whatever it is, it's worth more. And then the house is collected. So in that situation, so the malbuk, the it's not collected at the value that the lekeach bought it. He collects it at the market price at the time he collects it. And the lekeach turns around and goes back to the moicher and says, yes, you sold it to me for 500, but your Baal Chayv collected it at 1,000, because I was mashbiach, it's 1,000, it's not worth 1,000. So your Chayv of 1,000 was collected with this property, which is now worth 1,000. So even though I only sold it to you, I only bought it from you at 500, but since the Chayv was collected at 1,000, you owe me 1,000. So that's called Shvach. So Tosfos says no, but this over here that you're just inflating it, but there's no actual shvach, that you know with such a tainu. But Echonami, we will take into consideration the case where the lekeach was mashbiach it, and because of that it's worth more, and therefore the malva got his full payment with this property. So the loiva got his chayiv of 1,000 paid through this property, which is worth 1,000. So he owes 1,000 for the property back to the lekeach.
You wouldn't have a case, obviously, if a person wouldn't be able to go back to the same lekeach and find the other land. But obviously, if you already got the land that was worth, if there was a true shvach,
right, then he wouldn't have a right to two pieces of karka.
Right, okay.
Right. Okay. In the case where there was true shvach, and the first piece of property is worth 1,000, so then the malva has no right to the second piece of property, obviously. Okay, now. The next case is not directly connected to the Mishnah. It's a case where we're using a piece of property to pay back the chayv with a piece of property which is worth less. So So the person owed 100 zuz and shachiv. So as opposed to the first two cases where the loiva was still alive, the loiva died. Shava ketina da'ara da'havi shav yachem chamshin zuzi. The loiva which died left over a small piece of property which is worth 50 zuz. Okay. Also balchayv v'katarifle. So the balchayv went and took the property, which he has a right to do. Okay. Also yasmi yoyvilei chamshin zuzi. So the Yisraelim went, they wanted their father's property back. So they paid 50 zuz. So the money of the assignment is not meshubed to pay back the chayv. Just the property of the father, the real estate that the malv has a right to collect. So they had money, either their own money or the money they had from the father. They took that money and they bought back the property. Okay. So now the Malba says, great, I'm still owed 50 zuz. You have the land now. So we're going to go collect the land. Hadar katarifle. So the Malba came to collect the piece of land the second time. So also the Kamei. Okay, so they went to Abaya. Also, committed Abaya. They went to Abaya to discuss what's happening over here. If this is a valid argument, now Pashas, the Malba has no right to collect the karka a second time. The Malba's right is a piece of karka which is meshubatim from the loiva that was paid out already. Now, what's the difference if the Yosemite will go and buy a piece of property from a stranger? So now you have karka. That's not what's Meshubba to the Malva. What's Meshubba to the Malva is property that they got by Yerusha from the father. They got the Yerusha from the father and that was collected. Now they went and bought it, as it were, back from the Malva. Right? And so if they bought it back from the Malva has no right to it. Or do you say that what happened really was that even though the shibud of the malva is only on the property that got by Yerusha, let's say they would come to the Yosemim and say, listen, you know, your father owed me 100 zuz. He says, oi, we want to pay off our father's debt. Here's 50 zuz. So it's not that they're buying the property, they're paying off their father's chayv. So now that piece of property they have it b'toras Yerusha from their father, because they didn't give it away as a payment. They said, listen, we're going to pay the chayv. So that payment of 50 that we gave wasn't to buy the property from the Malba. The payment of 50 which we gave was to pay off our father's chayv. And now we have, I mean, if you paid off the father's chayv, so there really was no collection yet, this piece of property is still the Yerusha from the father, and now the Malba has a right to collect the property as part of the Yerusha from the father. So that's the Shiloh. So Baya says, Omer lehen, mitzvah al yisamim lifrecha v'aviyen. So the yisamim have a mitzvah to pay off their father's chavis. So that's a mitzvah. It's not a shibud. It's a mitzvah on the yisamim to do so. Therefore, hani kamoi, mitzvah avdisu. We assume that when you gave that 50, you gave it, Peteris, the mitzvah to pay off your father's chayv. Well, if that's true, hasha ki torif bedin ka torif. Okay. So it comes out, well, all you did was pay the father's chayv, and now there's a chayv still 50. There's a shiva in this property which you got by Yerusha from your father. You're not buying it now. But so the more about the lawyer moment, this is only said the le'omrule ani chamshin zuzi demei da'ara katina. If when they gave the money to the malva, they didn't say this is the money for that piece of land. This 50 zuz that we're giving you is the money for the land. So then they're not paying the father's chayv, they're buying the land from him. Then sluki salkua, they're being mesalakim from the land. That means they're, as it were, buying it back from him, and now he has no right to that piece of property. That's them, it's like them buying property from a third party, which is not part of the Yerusha. The Malva has no right to it. Okay. Zakrashi. Mitzah al yisoyimim lefrach avavian. Mishum kavod avian. It's a kavod of their father. The father's debt should be paid off. Al she'en lebezin lekoifin al kat. Bezin can't force them to do so, because if it's a regular mitzvah, we have a dinner. There's dinner kfiyah la mitzvahs. We force them to do mitzvahs. So why is it always this, we say that there's no right to collect on the yisoyimim's metaltalin? Why not? They have a mitzvah to pay. Let's collect from the yisoyimim's metaltalin. So Zak Rashi, no, bezin can't force it. The law of mitzvah say mifureshes he. It's not a fairish pasuk, so that Bezin has a right to force, like we saw. Bezin has the right to do kfiyah mitzvahs. But this is mitzvah, it's a mitzvah rabbanon. So, but when you did it, Abaya says, we assume that's what you did. So if we assume that the first 50 that we paid, that you paid, was paid to pay off the chayv, so now the remaining 50 it wasn't that he collected the karka and you bought it back from him. You paid off the first half of the chayv. Now he wants to get this. He wants to get the karka for the second half of the chayv, which is meshubit to him from the loyvis property. But that's only the Amrulay Kishaporos Rishonim when they paid off the first half. If they didn't say Dimei Katina, Kishar Mecher, but if they said this is the money for the Katina, so that's a Mechira. Then what they're saying is it's a Mechira. We're buying this property from you. Veloy Kipriyas Chayv, they didn't say they're doing it as a paying the Chayv. So if they're buying it, then the Malva has no right to it. Okay. So to Gemara. How garva the zavon the ksubasa the ime b'tayves ano? So the person sold his mother's ksuba b'tayves ano. For a small amount. Taibas Anor just means like, you know, a little bit, the person paid a little bit to make the person agreeable to it. The Rashi has two pshatim over here in the story. Option number one was that the son sold it. His mother was alive. So the person is buying it. On a two-step condition. A, that the woman will survive her husband. See, if she gets divorced or the husband dies, she's owed the ksuba. And then that before that ksuba is collected, she will die and the son will be yarish the ksuba. And now he bought the rights that the son has to collect the ksuba in that situation. So obviously he's only buying that for a small amount of money. He's buying a lottery ticket, right? It's an option. Now, normally we have a problem. It's called Dabar Shalom B'Loyalim. You can't sell Dabar Shalom B'Loyalim. So Tosis brings over here that this gets involved in the discussion. Rashi and Tosis both bring. There's a sugya of Mash Irish Me'aba Mokra Lukha. So one of them says, Lawyer McClum. It doesn't work. That's called lebaloilim. So the same way, if we're discussing something which doesn't exist yet, you can't sell it. An ownership which doesn't exist yet, you can't sell either. So I can't sell you that which I'm planning tomorrow to go buy a field. So I want to sell you now my ownership of that field. Listen, tomorrow I'm buying a field, so I'm selling you now. Then when I buy it tomorrow, it should belong to you. So, right? So that's a problem with lebaloilim. So Teres is the at least according to this one shot, the person's buying it, believing that at the end of the day, the person that the according to this shot that we're talking about, the mother's still alive. That the keach is buying it with the belief that if it plays out in such a situation, the son moicher will honor the arrangement even though he doesn't have to. So obviously he's only going to pay a small amount of money for that because that adds another element of suffering. Okay. According to this pshat, it's not a sale. So why will you buy? You're paying money for something that's not a sale. Okay. Not really. No, we don't recognize such a sale in halacha. Okay. The second pshat of Rashi is that there was a specific field which the father designated as the payment for the ksuba. So the Rebbeinu Tam says over here that even if you hold Mashir Shmiyaba Loyamer Klum, but if you say a specific item, since Yerusha is intrinsic, so this piece of land is going to come to him either through his Yerusha from his father or his Yerusha from his mother. So it's intrinsic that it's going to happen. And it's a specific item, so then the Mechira would work. And that's how the second version would solve the problem. The Benotam understands the Milo of the second version of in the Gemara. Okay. Okay. Barmalay. Okay, so now the son told the Lekeach, he asked you aim umaara loy mafsina lokho. You know, I'm selling it, but if my mother gets involved over here and has any complaints against this, I'm not helping you. I'm not going to reimburse you. I'm not getting involved. Okay. Shkiva ime b'lo irara. So the mother died without having made any type of error against the sale. So now the son comes on and says, you know, I wear two hats. I wear the hat of as your moicher. I'm also the yarish of my mother. And I wrote into the sale the right of the mother to be my arer. So now as the yarish of the mother, I'm going to be my arer against the sale that I made to you. And you have no recourse against me in that situation. So Rambam Chama said that that's part of the Yerusha he gets of his mother. So tough luck on the Lekeach. Amalei Rava, no. Nehida Christ dido lo kibbol alei. Christ today, me lo kibbol. we have to assume when he said that, the Lekeach understood that yes, he's not promising to help him against the ear of the mother. But he has a right to expect that the fellow's not giving him an ire against him, and he's promising him that he's not giving him an ire against him. That's what that should be intrinsic in the sale, that I'm not going to then turn around and, you know, play, say there was no sale. So that, so the more it brings this is, even though this is no really connection to the case before, so Chag Rami Rucham and Rava, and in these type of situations with Yerushas and etc. So that's why the more brought this case as over here. See Rashi. The Zavak Suvasa the Imei. What happened on the page? Shai Shana Sula Acher. So she was married, and we're selling the ksuba. So the mother has the power to sell the ksuba. It's a shtar that she has, that she can sell the right, as much as she has a exclusive gevia in the shtar. Now, it's exclusive gevia on a tanai. If X happens, but she has the shibu now, so she can sell that shibu to somebody else. Again, obviously the person will pay, you know, he will take the risk into consideration. So the mother has the power to sell it. So the son sold it, the Torah said no, but don't remove it. Ibn Ay, Shu Safik, Shema Thomas, Rishana Bala. If she dies first, so then the ksuba was never collected. Even if the husband will die and leave the woman as a lamana, if the son dies before the mother, so the property of the ksuba never comes to the son. So then the lekeach of the son has no rights to it. The lohoy is shluchai. I think they changed the gears to shlucha. Rishash changed it because the son wasn't the shliach of the mother to sell it. It wasn't that the mother was selling it and the son was just doing the transaction for her. He was selling it his own schus. So there's a double suffix over here. The son told the lekeach, "Amalei iasya ima b'koma ara loy mafsina lecha." But most will ask, "I'm not going to pay you back." The Shlobach Rais, any Merkel, I'm selling to you Shlobach Rais. Any issues which come up, I have the responsibility. So then the mother died, and the son comes with his ma'ar. Lermer, ani takas imi oimed. The same right my mother has to be ma'ar. I now, as the yarsha of my mother, have a right to be ma'ar. But Len will take the karka back. The Shlobach Rais. Serious Vikibilis. You accepted the purchase, the sale was done Shlobach Rais. So not have to pay anything back. So Rama Khama said, it makes sense. Rama says the Christ did not say, Im Yabahu Yaar Dinner Shiaksulay Moisa. But if the son himself, who was the Moicher, makes an error against the sale and says there's something wrong with the sale, it makes sense that he would have to pay him back. The truth is, this wholesale was never a sale, because you cannot sell something which you don't own. That's the din. If a person says, "That which I'm going to Yarish for my father, I'm selling you now," it's not a sale. So the Lekeach has a right. Excuse me, the Merkel has a right to back out of the whole thing. But then obviously he'll have to do it. That'll have to give the money back. That's not a right. That's just backing out of the whole arrangement. So Grashi, B'hol adam l'gozul sadu mokra b'chazer b'lochol m'ibaylam rishonim the karmelon bo ma mokra rishon l'sheni kol skushatav l'yodah. there is a Gemara that says a person steals a field and sells it, and then he goes and buys it from the true owner, from the nigzel. So the Kamelon bought Ma Makar Rishon L'Sheni Kol Shlusha Tovah L'Yadoi. That's so Betzim the Lekeach bought it from a Goslin who did not own it at the time of the sale, and so it wasn't really a sale. And now when the Goslin buys it from the true Bailim, he can basically tell the person who bought the field at the first glance, he says, get out of my field. I bought, the same way the Nigzel has a right to kick you out of this field, I have a right to kick you out of this field also. The Mor says, no, the Hosim Lokta Davka the Tarach Abasra Vizovna Keheka the Likum Ehmnusa Im Lakea. But the fact that he went and bought it now, because I'll say opposite, what's happening is when he's buying from the Nigzel in order to maintain that his sale to the Lekeach should be valid, because he wants to be perceived as being honest to his purchaser. So over there, if he went and bought it from the Nigzel, why'd he do that? Like, what's he gaining? He's gaining that his goal is to validate the sale that he made. But what about a case will be of an offer of Yerusha? I mean, in Hashem Yerusha Memeir Lehava. Well, I tarak lemeke mehim nusay because we mechirasu machzor mos. The board over there says, but let's say the son stole from the father, or the Yerush stole from his Marish, sold it, and then the Marish died, and he's Yerush it. So then he goes to the Lekeach and says, listen, you know, my Marish could have got this back for you. I'm going to get it back also. He says, well, you want to be making it. What do you say you want to be making? I'm a Goslin. So if I went and bought it, I went out of my way to do that. We say, Mistam, I did it because I want to maintain my mnemonics. I've got to be a Rusha. So over there you see that the person can use his Yerusha against the Lekeach. That's over there, but over here we don't say that. We say over here, if he's making the arrangement of the sale, knowing this whole story and saying, I'm not promising you anything against my mother, but he didn't mean I'm not going to be the person to do it to you. Let's hold it here in Rashi. We'll see the second shot in Rashi tomorrow.